Shalom Racha, welcome everyone. Baz Hashem, continue with Tehillim Life Lesson, share number 50. Baz Hashem, Mizmor Chav Dalid, part 4. Su'u sho'arim rasheichem v'inosu pischi oilom v'yovoy melech hakovoid. It was just the David Melech's yahrzeit on Shavuos. It's Isuchag today. Very timely discussion how these psukim that we say a few times a week, Sunday we said this morning, we'll say tomorrow Monday, and I didn't think it's appropriate to continue with the next capital until we clarify and understand what is going on over here with these last four psukim. Su'u sho'arim rasheichem. Now we're discussing the gates of the Beis HaMikdash, that the gates of the Beis HaMikdash should open up. V'inosu pischei oilom, oilom meaning the nitzchias, the kedushas nitzchias, v'yovoi melech hakovoid, and the melech hakovoid should come in to the Beis HaMikdash. Who is this melech hakovoid? Mizeh melech hakovoid? Hashem. Hashem is Melech HaKovod. Izuz v'gibor. These are references to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Strength and might. Hashem gibor milchama. So why are we now in Pasuk Tes? Su'u sho'arim rasheichem. Again, we repeat. Su'u sho'arim rasheichem. U'su'u pischei oilom. We just said these previous two psukim. Why in Pasuk Tes are we repeating this? V'yavah Melech HaKovod. Mihuzeh Melech HaKovod. Hashem Tzavakos. Now it's a little difference. Now it's Hashem Tzavakos. Hu Melech HaKovod Tzavakos. So what's going on here? What's the background? So take a look in Gemara and Shabbos Daf Lamed. And the Gemara gives us a little background to what's going on over here. And the Gemara tells us that David HaMelech, he asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu for an ois, for a sign, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu forgave him for the chait, and that his enemies, who constantly shame him, that they should be shamed. What is David Melech? What chayde was he referring to? For the Maisa of Batsheva. David Batsheva, as discussed in Shmuel Beis, which we're not going to go into detail now. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to David, I'm going to give you an ois. First of all, you're forgiven. Number one, you're forgiven for that Maisa. That's number one. You did a proper tshuva. That's what Hashem told David. Number two, you want to know, you want an ois, you want a sign, I'm going to give you a sign. But you want a sign in your lifetime that you're forgiven? Hashem says that you can't have. It's not going to be in your lifetime. But there will be a sign that will show your enemies that you are innocent, you're forgiven. Continues the Gemara. Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash. So of course, David was Nifter. And he has the Aron Kodesh, and he wants to go and bring the Aron Kodesh into the Beis HaMikdash. Can you imagine the scene? Whoever is able to watch and crowd around Shlomo HaMelech, the Leviim, the Kohanim, Klal Yisrael, they're all watching. Shlomo HaMelech goes to open the gates and they don't open. They're sealed shut. So what does he do? He cries out 24 renonos, 24 tefillos. To no avail. Nothing helps. The gates don't open. Very embarrassing. The Aron Kodesh is here. The Beis HaMikdash is built. He just can't get in. Imagine, he can't get the key to open the door. So what does Shlomo HaMelech do? He says as follows, Su'u sho'arim rasheichem v'inosu pischei oilom v'yovai melech hakovoid. He beseeches the gates to open up, lift up their heads, so the king, the Yovel Melech HaKovoid, could come in. At that moment, says the Medrash, Chazal tell us that the gates said, Melech HaKovoid, who are you talking about? And they went to swallow Shlomo HaMelech. And the gates said, Mizeh Melech HaKovoid. Who is this Melech HaKovoid that you're saying the Melech is here, the Melech HaKovoid? To which the answer was given, oh, it's not me. I'm not Melech HaKavod. Hashem Izuz V'Gibor. Hashem Gibor Milchoma. Shlomo HaMelech responded, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Melech Malchi HaMlochim. This is the Melech HaKavod. The gate should open for who? For Hashem. Hashem is Izuz V'Gibor. Strength and might is by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is Gibor Milchoma. Hashem is the mighty warrior. Therefore, Sushorim Rosheichem. The gate should open up. Usu Pisrei Olam. Referring to the gates of the Beis HaMikdash, that the Kedusha is Nitzchias, is forever and ever. V'yovoi Melech HaKovoid. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should enter into the Beis HaMikdash. Yuze Melech HaKovoid. Who is Melech HaKovoid? Hashem Tzevakos. And this time we're saying Hashem Tzevakos. It's Hashem who is the Moshe, the ruler of the Shemayim and the Oretz. This way the gates won't make a mistake to think that Shlomo HaMelech is talking about himself, that the Melech is him. But it's Hashem Tzevakos who Melech HaKovod Tzela. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who the Kovod is for Hashem forever and ever. Okay, beautiful. So Shlomo HaMelech clarified, I'm not talking about myself. But there's still one major problem. After all of this, the gates still didn't open. So you have the Aron Kodesh right there. And everyone sees what's going on. But the gates are still shut. Until Shlomo HaMelech utters the following words. Hashem Elokim, and this is a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, Beis, Perek Vav. Hashem Elokim, al toshev pinei mishichecho, zochro lichazdei David avdecho. Remember David avdecho, remember David your servant. Says the Medrash Tehillim, miyad nene, v'nosu shorim roisham. At that point, when Shlomo HaMelech beseeched HaKadosh Baruch Hu and asked Hashem to open the gates of the Beis HaMikdash in the schus, in the merit of David HaMelech. Miyad nene. Immediately, the gates opened up. V'nosu sh'orim roishon, v'nichnos ha'oroin, v'yorda eish min ha'shemayim. The gates opened up, and the Aron was brought in, and the fire came down from Shemayim. This is what's going on in our psukim over here. Su'u shorim rasheichem, uvinosu pischei oilom, and the gates came to attack Shlomo HaMelech. Who are you calling v'yovei Melech HaKovod? Mize Melech HaKovod? Who is this Melech HaKovod? Talking about yourself? No. Has Hashem Izuz v'gibur, Hashem gibur mechoma. Su shor mesheichem. The gate should open up. Usu pischei oilom v'yovei Melech HaKovod. The ultimate covet is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mi uzeh Melech HaKovod? Hashem Tzevakos. Hashem is the Melech HaShemayim Ha'aretz. Hu Melech HaKovod Tzela. He's the Melech, the King Tzela forever and ever. That's the background of this, as we see that David HaMelech was forgiven in front of everyone. I want to tell you, I had a conversation with somebody, a nice fellow, nice person. And he said to me, yeah, you know, it's a question as to David HaMelech's status. I'm thinking, what did he say? What is he saying? What is he talking about? There's no question. People still have a mindset, an attitude of incorrect knowledge. David HaMelech was one of the greatest tzaddikim that ever lived. And we see over here, very clearly, is another reason why I said we have to discuss this, because unfortunately there are people out there who have this misnomer, this mistake, and they think that David HaMelech is like a regular person. In fact, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that David was not fit to do that Aveira. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it happen to some degree, and we're not going to get into that Gemara now, to teach the Yachid an individual who does that maisa, who does a maisa of adultery, that he can do tshuva. There's still tshuva, even for an act like this. And that same Gemara talks about Klal Yisrael, that they weren't fit to do the Mechita Egel. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show Klal Yisrael that if there's a group of people that do an Aveira, they can also do tshuva. And once again, that Gemara needs to be discussed in depth. But there was a question that was bothering me. And the question is, why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu give the Ois, the sign, that he was Meichel, he forgave David in his lifetime? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu wait only after his lifetime, as the Gemara in Shabbos tells us? To which I found two beautiful answers in the Ben Yoyada, Ben Yishchai. I want to share with you the second answer. You can take a look over there for the first one. And he says, the people of that generation, some of them actually felt that David was guilty, and God, David was wrong, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not on his side. And that's why he did not build the Beis HaMikdash. But the truth is, the total opposite. And that's why specifically HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after his lifetime, and David wasn't able to build the Beis HaMikdash for different reasons. One of them is because he was such a great tzaddik. As he says here, "Mimnei shoyat tzaddik godol im haya boineu loy haya nechrov." If David HaMelech would have built the Beis HaMikdash, because he was such a tzaddik, it never would have been destroyed. Similar to Moshe Rabbeinu, who had, if I can use the term, the golden touch, that if also Moshe would have built the Beis HaMikdash, it would not have been destroyed. And we know that because of the chatoim that Klal Yisrael will do later generations, it was better that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed as opposed to Klal Yisrael, chas v'shalom. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically made this ois come to fruition, that Hashem forgave him by the Beis HaMikdash. But it had to happen after his lifetime, because David wasn't around at the time when Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash. So that's why Hashem said, I'm going to give you an ois, but it's not going to happen in your lifetime, because he wasn't alive anymore, because Shlomo already had to build the Beis HaMikdash with all the preparation that David made. This is the second answer that the Ben Yoyada gives, the Ben Yishchai gives, as to why the ois did not take place in David's lifetime. So we see over here, there is no question. David HaMelech was a tzaddik yisoid oylem. And only in his chus did the gates of the Beis HaMikdash open for the Aron Kodesh to be brought inside. But we see here from here as well, it's a lesson for each and every one of us. No matter what we did in our lifetime, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you can do tshuva. Whether it's a yachid, David is the simin, David HaMelech is a sign for an individual who did an aveira, no matter how severe and serious that aveira is, you can do tshuva. If it's a tzibur, Klal Yisrael, they're that sign. And you can build your Beis HaMikdash, your chelek of the Beis HaMikdash, by you doing that tshuva. Su'u sh'orim rasheichem v'inosu pischi oloim. Yovoi melech hakovoid. We should all be zoiche to do our tshuva, to bring kovod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by bringing kovod to ourselves, to realize how great we are, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants our tshuva. Thank you for listening. In conclusion, I want to remind everybody that there is currently a Mishnathon taking place, which enables these shiurim and all the other shiurim, over 30 shiurim throughout the week, more than that even, much more learning with the other Daf HaShavua Chabura and their Shu Mishnah Brura. And I encourage everybody to get the schus of the shiurim that you listen to and the shiurim that you don't listen to, and participate in this Mishnathon. Click the link below, reach out to me with any questions, reach out to your friends, and give them the schus as well to support the Torah, the first service measures that you enjoy, that you benefit from. Thank you very much.